It's January 9th, 2024, and you're listening to Reality Daily, your daily source of reality TV schedule, news, and commentary. My name is Wyatt. There's five new premieres tonight. Let's hop right into it. Two of them are on MTV. We have Love & Hip Hop Atlanta Season 9 premiere. Scrappy is single and ready to mingle. Carly levels up to making hits. Sierra struggles with the end of her marriage, and Spice and Rennie begin their journey to heal. I know Saucy Santana is going to be on this season. He's been featured very heavily in the promos, but not sure if he will make his debut in this episode or not. Also, a new season of Caught in the Act Unfaithful. If you don't know what that is, it's basically Cheaters. And in this episode, we're going to see Naya. Naya's worried her fiancé, Williams, is cheating. He provides house call massage services, so I would have to expect that he is cheating. And if you want to see that, it's over on MTV. On VH1, My True Crime Story is back. It's about Shannon Balenciaga. She swipes $17 million in stolen funds and outsmarts the feds until she becomes a ballroom sensation. Big Little Brawlers, it's a new show. It is about the Micro Championship Wrestling, a dwarf or little person wrestling league. Owner Jack Darrell fires up wrestlers in anticipation for the first ever major event. Pinky and Psycho elevate their show. I believe they're going to be husband and wife as well. Ivar is dealing with brittle bone disease, and Little last premieres over in the UK. It is Gordy Shore. It's to celebrate 10 years of Gordy Shore. Charlotte, Holly, Sophie hold a baby shower for Marnie, where they plan a reunion party. But arranging a party, is that even a good idea? The cast is going to include Charlotte, Holly, James, Sophie, Jay, Richie, Marnie, Kyle, Chloe, Nathan, Chantel, and Abby. For those of you in America who's not familiar with Gordy Shore, first and foremost, you can catch up on Paramount Plus. But you may know some of these people. James, Marnie, Chloe, and Chantel, these people were all on All-Star Shore Season 1 or 2. Kyle was on multiple seasons of The Challenge. Nathan was on The Challenge UK and was also briefly on The Challenge World Championship. Now, if these shows don't interest you at all, let's get into some shows that aren't premieres but are still airing new episodes tonight. The main event has to be The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City Reunion Part 1 over on Bravo. Monica's going to set the record straight about her past. Angie's going to confront Monica and Meredith regarding rumors about the Greek Mafia and her husband. Loved that finale. I'm not the biggest housewife fan in the world. It took me a long time to kind of get into it, but I saw the clips all over social media last week of the reveal about Monica. So juicy. Early contender for moment of the year. Singles Inferno on Netflix has its finale episode uploaded. I think 3 a.m. Eastern time is when it will drop. Dragula has a new episode. They're back from their holiday break. The episode is titled The Last Supper. The Floor is over on Fox. That was a tribute show. Most people didn't care for it. They were like game show writers or critics, but I liked it quite a bit. Bands, Toys, and Bugs are going to be some of the categories tonight. Celebrity Name That Tune is on. Couldn't find any information about what celebrities are going to be playing tonight. Celebrity Jeopardy is on. It's the second semifinal. Dual Heel, who played Gus on Psych, is on it. Katie Nolan, who used to be on ESPN and Fox Sports, and also Stephen Hill, who played Steven Weber on Wink. Whose Line Is It Anyway is back from the holiday break as well. Mark Ballas, guest stars. Over in the UK on Channel 4, we have Food Unwrapped, The Deep South. It's going to be a foodie trip around the southern United States. Love that. As somebody that's from the South, they're going to eat fried green tomatoes, sweet tea, Jack Daniels, and KFC, which I thought KFC was like all over the world. Like, I thought that there was KFC all over the UK. Maybe I was wrong. 24 Hours in Police Custody is also on Channel 4. It's episode 2 of 2. It was just a special, basically a murder mystery. First Dates UK has another episode. A mother and son are going to go on a double date. That sounds awful. And Bagpipe instructor Adam is going to meet Connor. Dubai Hustle has 2 episodes over on BBC Three. Natasha and Eddie, they're going to butt heads over a client. And manager Charlie's going to find out. Jake reveals a shocking surprise to his girlfriend. On E4, it's Celebrity Cooking School. One chef has an incredible, inedible tempura. Is going to bring the chef Lucatelli to tears. Two chefs almost come to blows over a chicken Kiev and panna cotta. Back in America, 1,000-pound sisters over on TLC. Amy's going to face Michael in their first divorce hearing. Tammy explores the possibility of having kids. Oh, hell no. Tammy's going to learn information on Caleb and does a recon mission back at rehab. And Chris is going to find an unexpected way to get healthy food. Smothered also airs right after that. Gabriella and Catherine head to the pageant that seems to be one of the biggest storyline so far. Mary and Brittany are going to go to a nude beach with TJ. That's repulsive. Christina's going to manage Kathy's health scare. We found out she had diabetes last week. Skylar's birthday party becomes all about Sky and Sunny, and Scott makes a big decision without Eva. I'm sure that'll go over well. Food Network Super Chef Grudge Match. Matt Jordan is going to challenge his former boss, Gio Osso, who wouldn't promote him 7 years ago, and Joe Sasto resents his friend and Iron Chef Justin Sutherland for his lack of prep in their events. Discovery Channel has Moonshiners. Richard and Mike's alliance faces a threat when they get extorted, and Josh modifies a vehicle and returns it to the woods. Curse of Oak Island is back on History Channel. The team struggles to stop water from pouring into the garden shaft. Bermuda Triangle into Cursed Waters is on at History Channel right afterwards. The team investigates a wooden shipwreck that could be one of the Bermuda Triangle's earliest victims. Life Below Zero First Alaskans is on Nat Geo. Going into the home improvement sector, Fix to Fabulous is on HGTV. A couple with a young daughter wants to modernize their three-story house on a lake, but must consider safety concerns. Why the heck did I buy this house? That's the Kim Spradlin Wolf Show. A New York couple purchases a historic Victorian home 2,000 miles away, but it isn't ready to move in yet. I don't know why the fuck you would buy something like that and then have to call HGTV. Building Outside of the Lines on the Magnolia Network, South Dakota family gets a new pool made from a shipping container. It's going to have a resort-like deck and underwater windows. ID's got a couple of new shows. A real-time crime, a man is gunned down in front of his girlfriend in Charleston, South Carolina, and police must use drones to hunt a Utah man who snapped and turned on his family. Road Rage on ID. It's a compilation of road rage clips from YouTube. Then we have Exposed Naked Crimes. This is a compilation of criminals that were doing their act in the buff. Las Vegas bus hijacking, a sausage thief in the retirement community, and a naked ninja. Over on PBS, we have Know Your Roots. That is the show where you get to see a celebrity's family tree. Actors Brendan Fraser and Valerie Bertinelli are going to be on tonight. Independent Lens has a documentary on families that are trying to escape the North Korean oppression. Road Wars is on A&E, as well as Customer Wars. Customer Wars is going to have some customers are going to rant about delayed flights. A carnival worker dangles 30 feet from a ride to keep a young rider safe, and food delivery workers give customers a piece of their mind. Hard Knocks in season with the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins had a nasty loss to the Bills this last Sunday and have to face the Chiefs exclusively on Peacock. They got to go all the way from the warm Miami to Kansas City. I believe the temperature is going to be single digits, so I'm interested to see how that episode is going to play out after that heartbreaking loss. The Telemundo show that I will now refer to as X, that has Horacio on it, has a new episode, and BB Celebrities Quebec is also in full swing. Now let's get into some reality TV news. In streaming news, Help, I'm in a Secret Relationship Season 1 and 2 is on Paramount Plus today. That is a investigative type show similar to Catfish. Somebody's in a relationship and they're being hidden. Nobody's posting about it on social media. They want to get down to it. Kiki Palmer, I forgot to mention this yesterday, she won Best Game Show Host for Password at the Emmys, the Creative Emmys. She's the first woman in 15 years to be able to win, and only the third ever with Betty White and Meredith Vieira. Listen, I know a lot of people like Password. I don't like Password as a format, but when I do watch it, I do love Kiki Palmer as a host. So I'm so happy that she was able to win this. We Are the World. It's a documentary coming to Netflix about the 1985 hit We Are the World. I'm very excited for that. Listen, documentaries don't always have to be true crime. There's some nice ones, and I like things where, like, I wasn't around in 85, right? Sorry if you're a boomer and you were, and I just dated you. But listen, this is an iconic moment, and I'm excited to see what the documentary is about. Love Island All-Stars coming next Monday. The cast dropped today for who the first 12 are going to be. We have Hannah from Love Island 1, Luis from Love Island 1, Georgina H. from Love Island 3. You may remember her from The Challenge as well. She was on several seasons of The Challenge. Georgina S., Love Island 4. She was on X on a Peak during the USA season. She was on there with Callum Smith. Anton from Love Island 5, Chris from Love Island 5, Demi from Love Island 6, Liberty from Love Island 7, Jake from Love Island 7. That's kind of nasty of them to put both of them there. Jeremy had to explain to me what happened because I didn't watch that season, but that is juicy that they're there. Kaz from Love Island 7, Toby from Love Island 7, and lastly, the very controversial Messy Mitch from Love Island 10 will be there. For me personally, as somebody that's really only watched 8, 9, and 10 and just seen clips of the rest, I do wish that we saw a little bit more of 8 and 9 being represented. I thought those were great seasons. I'm sure we will see some people that are coming in as bombshells from those seasons, but for me personally, I'd like to stay with some of the recency bias, but I'm sure if you're in the UK, this was for the most part a very successful premiere, not premiere, but like cast release. All right, now let's get into the outro. All right, it's the outro. As I was recording this, the cast and the trailer for Deal or No Deal Island, one of the craziest ideas I've seen for a reality show, dropped. Apparently, they're going to do maybe a 30-minute preview after some of the NFL playoff games this week, but it won't air until February. I'll get into all of my thoughts of that tomorrow. For tonight, in terms of my recommendations, I think Big Little Brawlers is going to be good. I do. I liked wrestling documentaries. I think they're good. You know, me and Naveed, we covered The Wrestlers that came on Netflix, and that was very good. Obviously, this is different. This is a little bit more of, like, instead of people trying to get to the next step, trying to get to WWE, these are people that are just trying to live, you know, a fulfilling life, and wrestling is a part of that. So I think this will be good. I remember Hulk Hogan had, like, a micro championship wrestling show as well, and I quite enjoyed it. So I think that'll be good. Gordy Short, I think I have to watch that. You know, just too many people that I know. And every time I see these people on television, whether they're on, like, a UK show or a US show, they're always incredibly fun. So I'm definitely going to be checking that out. Have not got around to watching the Celebrity Cooking School yet, but certainly that is on my radar as well. The Floor, I really enjoyed the episode last week. I know I might have been one of the only people that I saw that liked that. And I got to watch Hard Knocks. I mean, coming out of just the Dolphins game and heading into what I think is going to be a really difficult playoff game for them to win, definitely going to be watching that. Smothered and 1,000-Pound Sisters, definitely a guilty pleasure of mine as well. But let me know what you're watching. You can follow us on our social media pages at Reality Daily Pod. Please leave us a 5-star review. Or, you know, a regular review would be great. 5 stars helps the algorithm more than you know. Send this to anybody that you know that's a reality TV fan so they can keep up with what's going on in the world. And if I miss any reality shows that are coming on, please let me know so I can update the schedule. All right. Appreciate you all for listening. Until next time. Bye.